Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is January 21, 2026. We're covering significant market movements shaped by geopolitical risks, major institutional activity, and regulatory developments. Bitcoin dropped below $89,000 following a broad sell-off across risk assets triggered by tariff war concerns between the US and other nations. This decline wiped out gains made earlier this month and led to $1.8 billion in futures liquidations across Bitcoin and Ethereum, raising considerable bearish pressure on the market. Despite the downturn, MicroStrategy made a substantial move, purchasing 22,305 Bitcoin for about $2.13 billion during the sell-off. This increased their total holdings above 700,000 BTC, showing strong conviction amid market volatility, although their stock price declined by 7% amid the broader sell-off. On the regulatory front, U.S. crypto market structure reform is facing political challenges, primarily due to disagreements over stablecoin yield provisions. Banks remain opposed to permitting crypto platforms to offer stablecoin yields, fearing an outflow of traditional deposits. Meanwhile, the CFTC chair Mike Selig has launched the Future Proof initiative aiming to modernize crypto regulation with a pro-crypto stance, signaling optimism for future reforms. Meanwhile, the Intercontinental Exchange and the New York Stock Exchange are advancing plans for a 24/7 tokenized stock trading platform with stablecoin settlement. This platform will enable fractional shares, instant settlement, and blockchain-based post-trade processes, supported by expanded Chainlink data streams integrating U.S. stocks and ETFs on-chain. XRP declined between 3 and 5% alongside the broader market losses. On-chain data reveals overhead supply resistance, although institutional adoption efforts and new stablecoin launches are underway to support Ripple's ambitions for cross-border payments in 2026. Additional market signals include prediction markets nearing a monthly volume record after an $814 million trading day, largely driven by short-dated contracts. Ethereum's DeFi platform Machina suffered a $4 million loss due to a flash loan exploit in its USD-USDC liquidity pool. Galaxy launched a $100 million hedge fund targeting both crypto and traditional equities with long-short strategies. Hong Kong is planning to issue its first stablecoin licenses in the first quarter of 2026, reflecting regulatory progress in Asia. Crypto industry leader Coinbase is pushing for blockchain democratization to bring financial services to over 4 billion unbanked people globally. Also noteworthy, analyst Peter Brandt projects that Bitcoin may face further technical weakness, potentially testing support between $58,000 and $62,000. Market participants are advised to watch closely for regulatory resolutions over stablecoin yields and to monitor further institutional flows, which will likely shape near-term market direction and sentiment. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.